Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. And in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The preacher is always faced with many choices on Pentecost Sunday, and I have so far always resisted talking about Peter's exclamation when they were accused of being drunk and Peter says, "Oh, we're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning." But I'll resist the temptation. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Luke paints a picture of words to try to describe what happened to the apostles on the first birthday of the church. So picture it in your mind's eye. Luke writes, "When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability." St. Luke tells of a message understood by all, regardless of language or nationality, a universal language proclaiming the good news that God is love. He uses the image of fire, spreading, unstoppable, consuming, burning, warming, powerful. He uses the image of wind, uncontrollable, life-giving. 50 years ago, an Anglican priest by the name of J.B. Phillips wrote a little book entitled Your God is Too Small. Some of you may remember it. And in it, he challenged us to rethink our concepts of God. And he exposed the inadequacy of many of our ideas of the divine. Phillips was following the theme of Pentecost. Because Pentecost is telling us that God is bigger than we think. God is bigger than you and I think. So what we see at Pentecost is the concept of God and who makes up God's people is changing. Remember that the hearers at that first Pentecost were Jews. And at first, Christianity was nothing but a sect within Judaism. But not for long. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was at work. And as Peter and Paul and Barnabas began their work among the Gentiles, this great debate and division engulfed the early church. Because at first the church said Gentiles would have to observe certain Jewish laws in order to be Christian. But that didn't last for long. The door to the church was opened wide, and all sorts of people were accepted without first being Jewish. The traditionalists were so unhappy. And they hounded Paul throughout his ministry. But their cause was lost. Why? Because the church could not be contained in the old wineskins of Hebrew tradition. And so the church became universal because the Spirit is universal. Sometimes, unfortunately, more often than not, the church down through the ages has forgotten this truth of Pentecost and has tried to contain or define the Spirit of God. But God's Spirit, like the wind, is free to blow where it wills. That wonderful old agnostic Mark Twain once said, God made man in his image, and man has returned the favor. Don't we see that truth throughout history? Look at what the great missionary movement of the 19th century did. They learned absolutely nothing, apparently, from the early church when it tried to insist that in order to be a Christian, you first had to be a Jew. So in the 19th century, to be a Christian was equated with being European or American. Not only did we put the natives in proper dresses or shirts and ties, but their theology, their worship, and their family life had to be shaped by what Westerners believed to be proper. And you and I know that it's still going on, only with different issues. We still try to make others conform to our traditions and our cultural norms and call that Christianity. For example, there are still denominations today which say that women cannot be ordained. There are still churches today which refuse to accept gays and lesbians or transgendered persons into their fellowship. Well, you see what's happening, don't you? We still want to limit the Spirit of God. We still want to limit the Spirit of God. And the message of Pentecost is that, try as we might, we cannot contain the power of God. The Holy Spirit is always moving us to new understandings, to new ways, to new insights. And that's the gospel, and that's the good news. To have a God who is limited to us and our ways is to have a very small God indeed. And today, our world is in great need of that message, because we find ourselves beset by fear and falsehoods. We have become more and more a world of us versus them. Just this past week in Portland, Oregon, two men were killed as they tried to protect two Muslim women from a Nazi-like sympathizer, a hate-filled man spouting racist remarks. And because they came to their defense, they were slaughtered. And those men will be, I think, remembered as saints who were witnesses to the truth of God's love for everyone. The Holy Spirit does not call us to fear, but to hope. We are not called to violence, but to peace. I pray that we will open our eyes to see the work of the Spirit in the world about us, in other people, in other cultures, in other religions. I pray that we will open our hearts to the Spirit and know God's presence in our lives. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. You are God's own people. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. You are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, and you are called to be a blessing to others. And God is blessing you this very day, this morning. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that truth. And that's why, from time to time, I will sprinkle you with water to remind you of your baptism. But since I did that just 2 weeks ago, we're not going to do the Asperges today. Instead, I want you to do something else. I want you to stand up as you're able. Go ahead, stand up. Get some exercise here. All right. And I want you to turn to the person nearest to you. That means you may have to move around a little bit. And go back to that person. And I want you to look at them. And I want you to make the sign of the cross on his or her forehead as you say, God blesses you today and always. Amen. Okay? God blesses you today and always. Amen. Now, reverse your roles and make the sign of the cross on the other person's forehead and say, God blesses you today and always. Amen. You have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Happy birthday. Amen. Remain standing as we say the creed.
Please profess your faith with me by receiving the or by reading the Nicene Creed found on page 10 in your pamphlet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from light, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life for the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on page 11 in your bulletin. In the power of the Spirit, who aids us in our weakness and teaches us to pray, let us offer to God our intercessions, thanksgivings, and the deep yearnings of our hearts, saying, Come, Holy Spirit. For the church, for bishops, for clergy, and for all people of God, that they may be made whole and free by the Spirit and bear witness in every aspect of life to the full force of Christ's resurrection, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. For our world in its brokenness, that the peace of the risen Christ heal the wounds of all victims of injustice and exploitation and transform the hearts of those who lead the nations and who make public policy, that they may truly become makers of peace, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. That liberal and conservative may be drawn together in truth by the Spirit and come to rejoice in their given gifts and points of view, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. For those weighed down by despair, suffering from addiction, or burdened by illness, especially those on our prayer list, Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Karen, Regina, Irene, Larry and Sally, June, Michael, Joe, Margaret, Laura, Baylor, Shay, Ed, Doug, Cecilia, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Chad, Angela, Tony, Gordon, Jane, Charles, Rusty, Deb, Tony, Zach, Gary and family, Cliff, Walter, Betsy, Pat, Jim C. that they may experience the freedom to which the Spirit gives to the children of God, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Are there other intercessions? For the victims in the United Kingdom? We pray for the members of our armed forces. In thanksgiving for the departed and for all who witnessed to us of God's love poured into our hearts by the Spirit, and for the grace to be faithful to all that they have been for us, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Gracious God, receive our prayer. Hear our hearts' deep yearnings, yet to be formed into words. Give us the courage to yield ourselves and all that we are and have yet to become to the transforming motion of your Holy Spirit and carry out in us and through us your work of new creation. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen and living one.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. only one announcement to my knowledge, and that has to do with the selection of summer hymns. Please make your request so that we can schedule your requests during the summer months. Use an index card. There are cards out in the narthex. Leave them in the basket out there so we can sing your favorite hymn. Are there any other announcements? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us, with all your saints, into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. You have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence.
Amen.
May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.